Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Exit Strategy Playbook: The Definitive Guide to Selling Your Business by Adam Coffey, is a practical business guide for owners who want to understand and execute a successful company sale. Written from the perspective of a CEO and private equity operator who has participated in many acquisitions and exits, the book aims to make the selling process understandable for non-specialists while still respecting the complexity of mergers and acquisitions. Coffey focuses on the mid-market context, where professional intermediaries often run a structured process. And he explains what that process typically looks like, from early preparation through buyer outreach and a signed letter of intent. Along the way, he clarifies core financial ideas that drive valuation and deal outcomes, including EBITDA and the difference between cash and accrual accounting. The book's purpose is both educational and action-oriented. It helps readers build an exit team, prepare credible financials, anticipate buyer behavior, and protect leverage in negotiations so they can avoid common mistakes that reduce value. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the buyer landscape and what buyers want. A central theme is that an owner's outcome depends on knowing who the potential buyers are and how they evaluate opportunities. Coffey broadens the reader's view beyond a single obvious acquirer by mapping a universe that can include strategic buyers and financial buyers, each with different motivations. Strategic buyers may focus on synergy, market expansion, or operational fit, while financial buyers tend to focus on cash generation, risk reduction, and the ability to improve performance over time. This distinction matters because it shapes how the story of the business should be presented, what metrics get emphasized, and which risks will be heavily scrutinized. The book encourages owners to prepare for buyer questions before the first call, not during diligence when time pressure shifts power to the buyer. It also highlights the importance of fit, since the best price is not the only variable that determines a successful transaction. By thinking carefully about buyer type and intent, owners can target outreach more intelligently, avoid wasted cycles with poorly matched parties, and maintain competitive tension that supports stronger terms. Secondly, building an expert exit team to reduce risk and protect value. Coffey repeatedly emphasizes that selling a business is not a solo project, and that owners should assemble specialized advisors who have done the process many times. The book highlights key roles such as tax advisors, accountants, attorneys, and investment bankers, explaining at a practical level what each contributes and why timing matters. Good advisors help an owner avoid preventable errors that can lower valuation or create expensive surprises in diligence, such as unclear financial reporting, weak documentation, or unfavorable tax structure. An additional benefit is leverage when a buyer is experienced. An owner without expert support is easier to pressure on process, language, and deadlines. By contrast, a coordinated team can run a disciplined process, anticipate negotiating moves, and keep the seller focused on priorities rather than reacting emotionally. The book's guidance is meant to be usable, including concrete ways to think about selecting professionals and aligning them around a single plan. The overall message is that advisory costs are not just transactional overhead. They are often an investment that protects the deal and can materially improve the net outcome. Thirdly, demystifying valuation drivers and core financial language, because valuation is anchored in financial performance and perceived risk. The book spends time translating the key concepts buyers use into plain language. Coffey explains EBITDA as a central earnings measure commonly used in valuing companies, and links it to how both strategic and financial buyers think about cash flow, comparability, and scalability. He also distinguishes between cash-based and accrual-based accounting, and discusses why generally accepted accounting practices and credible reporting matter during a sale process. A recurring idea is that owners can unintentionally lose value when their numbers are hard to trust or hard to analyze, even if the underlying business is strong. The discussion of quality of earnings reinforces this point by focusing on earnings sustainability, normalization, and transparency, which are often tested during diligence. Instead of treating finance as an abstract topic, the book frames it as a negotiation reality clearer. Financials reduce uncertainty, reduce perceived risk, and can support stronger multiples and better terms. The goal is not to turn owners into accountants, but to help them speak the language that determines outcomes. Fourthly, preparing the business for sale and increasing enterprise value. Beyond understanding the process, the book offers practical preparation guidance aimed at improving value before a sale begins. Coffey discusses ways to make a company easier to buy, which often means reducing complexity and separating assets or issues that could distract buyers. One example highlighted in reviews is the potential value impact of isolating real estate holdings from the operating business, which can change buyer interest, financing flexibility, and deal structure. But more broadly, the book encourages owners to think like buyers: what appears risky, what looks hard to integrate, and what would require immediate investment after closing. Preparation includes tightening financial reporting, documenting key contracts and operations, and ensuring the business is not overly dependent on the owner in ways that create transition risk. This work is positioned as best done before going to market, when there is time to fix weaknesses without a buyer's deadline. By strengthening readiness, an owner can expand the buyer pool, reduce last-minute retrading, and increase confidence in the story presented during marketing. Lastly, running a structured sale process and managing leverage through LOI, a major practical contribution of the book, is its step-by-step walkthrough of a typical investment banker-led mid-market sale process. From initial outreach through a signed letter of intent, Coffee focuses on the phase where many deals are won or lost: early buyer conversations, the formation of first impressions, and the seller's ability to keep options open. He explains why process discipline matters, including controlling information flow, timing interactions, and keeping a competitive environment so the seller is not negotiating against themselves. The book also warns about common pitfalls that can reduce value, such as revealing too much too early, failing to prepare for predictable diligence questions, or allowing a single buyer to dictate pace and terms. The letter of intent is framed as a pivotal milestone where economics and major deal terms start to harden, so preparation and negotiation strategy are crucial. By demystifying what happens in each stage, the book helps owners stay calm, make better decisions under pressure, and protect leverage long enough to reach favorable terms. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business owners and operators who expect to sell in the future, especially those in the mid-market where professional buyers and intermediaries tend to follow a structured process. It is also useful for executives who may participate in an exit, even if they are not the majority owner, because it clarifies what buyers evaluate and how deal dynamics affect outcomes. The practical benefit is preparedness readers gain a clearer view of buyer types, the importance of credible financials, and the work required to reduce perceived risk before going to market. They also learn why building an experienced exit team matters and how a disciplined process can preserve leverage through key milestones like buyer meetings and the letter of intent. Compared with many books in the selling your business category, Coffee's approach stands out for being both accessible and operationally grounded. Rather than relying on abstract motivation or vague checklists, it focuses on how real buyers behave, what advisors do, and what a seller can control to avoid leaving money on the table. For owners who want a realistic framework instead of theory, it offers a structured path to a more confident and better informed exit. If you would like to support Adam Coffee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.